I'm Jane. The headline this week is Outcry at Quakers Extension Scheme, and it is continued inside. Neighbours of a 300-year-old Quaker meeting house have wholeheartedly objected to the religious group's plans to extend their building to save them from extinction. The Wallingford Quakers have worshipped at the property in the town's Castle Street since the simple building was constructed in 1724. But the group report dwindling numbers at the ageing site, which is cold, damp, and difficult to access, and they've said urgent improvements are needed for the historic community, which otherwise might face extinction. Complex plans submitted to South Oxfordshire District Council to construct new buildings on the Grade 2 listed site involve separating it from the 19th century Bullcroft Park caretaker's cottage, which it currently shares facilities with, creating separate entranceways and constructing an extension in the garden. This would comprise a glazed link serving as a lobby between the meeting house and a new fellowship space, plus two new toilets and a kitchen area. The design would follow traditional Quaker simplicity and allow the group to host social activities, workshops, and other outreach programmes accommodating up to 40 people at a time. Around 20 residents of Castle Street have expressed outrage at the proposal and submitted objections. Karen Collins said, "As a direct neighbour, I object wholeheartedly to this application to build a huge extension in the back garden of the meeting house. This will impact my property, my mental health, my quiet enjoyment of my garden and property, and impact the surrounding area I and my neighbours enjoy. We live in a terrace house, all joined together front and back. It is insane to think this overdevelopment of our small area is being given consideration." Another neighbour, Tom Macriel, is deeply concerned about the extension due to existing issues with parking, which could be worsened by increased attendance at the meeting house. "This will increase the strain on the car park, which is already struggling to accommodate people who live there," Mr. Macriel wrote. Many others objected to the scale of the plan, the Quakers' plans to increase attendance at the site, and the adverse impact on neighbours' amenity. Wallingford Town Council similarly submitted an objection, stating that councillors considered the scale and layout excessive for the site and likely to have an unacceptable impact on neighbouring properties. The council's comment, a loss of privacy, a reduction in natural light and an increase in noise and traffic levels for nearby residents, particularly if the development is to accommodate greater numbers of visitors and events. It added, the council, however, acknowledged the positive contribution the applicant makes to the town and welcomes its endeavours to modernise and update its facilities.